Welcome back to Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You. I am your host, Alejandra Vivanco. Thank you so much for joining me today on another Sunday's Word. Remember to subscribe and share the podcast if you haven't already, and also make sure to follow me on Instagram at alevivanco29 for more. And today we're going to begin the book of Mark. We just finished the book of Matthew. If you're interested, just go back and listen to it. And also remember that every month I am reading from the Old Testament. It's the midweek devotional series if you're interested as well. So Mark 1, John the Baptist prepares the way. And throughout the four Gospels, we're going to repeat maybe some stories, but it is important for you to listen to this constantly because you need to fill your mind with the Word of God so that everything else that you're holding in can take the back seat. And when things happen, you can just remember these stories. The beginning of the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "I will send my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, a voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." And so John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. He says, "After me comes the one more powerful than I, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." So we begin with the story of who Jesus is. John the Baptist plays a very important role because he is the one who is admitting that he is baptizing people with water, but then comes the Messiah. He's preparing the way for Jesus. And they are around the same age because when Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, Mary got pregnant with Jesus. So they have a strong connection. And it's important for us to remember what the prophet Isaiah said because that is how we know that confirmation of who Jesus is, the Messiah. And so John the Baptist is telling everybody to repent. Repentance is very important when it comes to Jesus Christ, when it comes to God, because that is when we humble ourselves. That is when we step into self-awareness and say, I am doing this wrong. God is telling me to do one thing and I'm falling short from his requirements. So what I have to do is bow down to him, the one and true God, and say, I did wrong, so that he can forgive me. Remember that forgiveness is guaranteed after you repent. So forgiveness is available and it's unconditional. It's always there, but the requirement is for you to repent. Because if you don't see your sins and see that you are wrong, then you're not entering the kingdom of heaven. So it's not about you feeling so badly about yourself that you feel constantly shame because you fell short of what God requires of us. It is about saying and taking responsibility, owning up to what we do and saying, hey, I made a mistake. Today at work, I gossiped. And I had no business being in other people's business. Today, I cheated on my significant other. I had no business doing that. So I should go and be held accountable. Remember that it is better for you to be accountable when you are alive, as in you having the time to repent, than you dying the next day or that same day and guaranteed not going to heaven. So you have to have faith and you have to repent. Faith in God that he will guide you as long as you open those communication lines, and faith in the fact that If you repent, you will be forgiven. And it's not about you telling yourself constantly, I won't sin, I don't want to sin. It's not about sin. Don't focus on sin. Focus on God. And as a result, you will stop sinning or you will sin less. The goal is not primarily to stop sinning. That is a consequence of following Christ, reading your Bible, and praying. Because the things that make you sin will no longer be attractive, desirable for you. They will begin to fade away, and you will begin to see the world for what it is. So praying every day is important. Reading your Bible or listening to the Bible is important because in the text, you will find the guidance you need. And in the text, you will find the guidelines that God tells us to follow. So don't feel bad constantly because your focus, if you constantly feel bad, is on yourself. We don't want you to focus on yourself. We want you to focus on God. Remember that He says, follow me, pick up your cross, deny yourself. Don't focus on you. The more we focus on ourselves, the more we're going to feel bad about ourselves. We're going to find flaws in ourselves. Let me tell you something. We all have flaws. But it's not about your flaws. It's about what are you willing to do to get better? What are you willing to do to enter the kingdom of God? And John the Baptist says it as he prepares the way for Jesus. I am willing to repent. And people said, I am willing to repent. I want to be baptized. It is about God. In the culture today, we believe it's about ourselves. It's about money. It's about the things. No, no, no. Seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What does that mean? It means that we have to look for God. God is number one in our lives. It's not about the false idols, the false gods we have. It's about Christ. It is always, it has always been and will be about Christ, but we don't have that type of faith. That's why when you go to repent, you remember that, yes, Christ was not number one in my life. Who was number one in my life was my lust, my desires, my needs, my money, my home, my car, my things, entertainment. It wasn't Christ. So John the Baptist, today, as I read the words of Mark, he says, repent. When you repent, you become aware. Self-awareness is key. You become aware of your shortcomings and you are willing to confess those shortcomings. And you know, deep down in your heart, God has already forgiven you. What He wants is for you to say, please forgive me, for I have sinned. Again, this is Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You, Sunday's Word, and I'll see you next time. Bye.